Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we do ask that you would, this very hour, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might receive Jesus the Christ. And in receiving him, that he would become a new Christ to us. We pray this according to your Spirit and in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus. Amen. The word of the Lord, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the camp, indeed, in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One of history's most prolific hymn writers was Isaac Watts. And Isaac Watts has given us some of our more favorite hymns. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die. He gave us When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, on which the Prince of Glory died. You see, during his day, Isaac Watts was somewhat of an innovator. Isaac Watts believed that the songs that were sung by the church in his day were songs that did not represent the nature of Christians. He believed that the songs lacked a certain fervor, a certain enthusiasm. They lacked a passion. They were rather bland and stale. And therefore, he set out to write songs that were more indicative of the nature of the sacrifice that Christians have received in Jesus Christ. Songs that called up to mind the glories of Christ and his passion and his resurrection. You see, for Isaac Watts, shine, shine, Jesus, shine just wouldn't do. He needed more substance, and so he would have us to sing, I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. But Isaac Watts believed that the church should sing with a fervor, that the church should sing with a passion, because Christ had come. That Christ had come and he had redeemed a people for his own possession, and he had come to give these people life and life more abundantly. And therefore, they should sing songs that represented the greatness and the glory of the work of God in Jesus Christ. And in this, I believe that Watts is reminded us what the writer of Hebrews would remind us. For in reading the book of Hebrews, what you notice is there is a song that is sung, and the song is Jesus. If you read through the book of Hebrews, you understand that there is a songwriter, and the songwriter is Jesus. And when you read in the book of Hebrews, you understand that there is a sweet singer, and the singer is Jesus. As we turn our hearts to our Lord's table this afternoon, the writer of Hebrews would remind us that we are the beneficiaries of a superior sacrifice. And therefore, it causes us to offer up a superior praise. The writer of Hebrews would remind us, namely, that Jesus Christ and all things associated with Jesus Christ is better. And so should too be our praise. Because we have become the beneficiaries of a superior sacrifice that is offered up on a superior altar. For the altar is not the altar of tabernacles on the ground, but it is an altar that is established in the heavens eternally. It is an altar upon which the Lamb of God was eternally slain for the sins of his people. His was a superior sacrifice because of a superior life that from which flowed a superior blood. For the blood of animals and the body of animals could never pay for the sins of human beings. Could never pay for them. Just think about it. If the problem was the sin of bulls and goats, then all we would need to do is find the perfect bull or find the perfect goat. If the problem was the sin of doves, then all we would need to do is search for that perfect dove. If the problem was the sin of sheep, then all we would need to do is find that perfect sheep. But we understand, beloved, that the problem was not goats and bulls and doves and sheep, but the problem was the sins of humanity. The problem was, and the problem still is, your sin and mine. And therefore, it is not bulls and goats and sheep and doves that we need, but we need a human, a perfect human. We need the God man, the perfect one. And in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ alone do we find the forgiveness of sin, because he alone is the superior and sufficient sacrifice for our sins. He alone is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He alone is a superior sacrifice which demands from us a superior praise. Oh, we don't offer bulls or goats, doves or lambs. We don't offer sacrifices that merit the forgiveness of our sins or even grant us access into the presence of God. But rather, what we offer up is a sacrifice of thanksgiving for the one who has merited for all time, all things for us. The forgiveness of sin, access into the presence of God. Eternal hope in the heavens. We offer the fruit of our lips and the service of our lives to the one who has with his own precious blood paid for all our sins. I think the poet had it right. He wrote, how could the blood of bulls and goats pay for all the sins I owe. How could the life of wee little lambs cover for the wretched sinner I am? But he who came in the fullness of time and gave his life in place of mine, for his blood, his righteousness, his grace amazed, do we now offer a sacrifice of praise. Isaac Watts had it right. Those who are the beneficiaries of a praiseworthy sacrifice must now and forever offer a sacrifice of praise. You do it with your lips in here, but we do it with our lives out there. Amen. Father, we thank you as we come now. Remind us of your wondrous cross upon which the Prince of Glory died. And might our sacrifice of praise be pleasing in your sight because of him who is praiseworthy. In his name, amen.